Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. We have a very interesting conversation coming up for you on this episode of Opinions Matter. But before we get to it, I want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are irishtaxrebates.ie. No other address. Just that one, irishtaxrebates.ie. What are they? Well, Irish Tax Rebates are the tax agent that you can trust. Irish owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. And basically what Irish Tax Rebates do is, if you've paid any amount of tax in the last 4 years, the chances are revenue might have a few bob that you're entitled to claim back, basically. You might have overpaid tax. So their dedicated team of experts, professional accountants with over 20 years' experience, will do all the donkey work for you. All you have to do is go onto their website, irishtaxrebates.ie, fill out their simple application form, and remember, if you don't get a tax rebate, you're not going to be charged a washer. No rebate, no fees. So what are you waiting for? Visit irishtaxrebates.ie. And as I mentioned to you previously, a lot of our listeners have been on to us because they have managed to claim money back and they're all as happy as Larry. Like this WhatsApp voice note that we got.
Hi, Adrian, Jeremy. I got home yesterday and there was a lovely cheque sitting there for me for €780. So that is the update on my tax back. And thank you so much for shouting it out on your show, because I would never have known of claiming my tax back. And nice Christmas present for me. So thanks, guys. And I absolutely adore your show. Thank you, guys. Bye.
All right. There you go. That's Carmel, who has successfully claimed tax back. And as I said, you can do the same. And based on a study, by the way, that Irish Tax Rebates have done of the rebates that they processed, the average person is due a tax rebate of €1,092. Now, as I said, it's not a guarantee, but if you've paid any tax in the last 4 years, there is a chance that some of it is due back to you. So once again, visit irishtaxrebates.ie for more information. Fill out the form and keep your fingers crossed. And by the way, they only charge 10% plus VAT. Other companies out there, and that's why I'm asking you to be very careful with the address that you use. Other companies out there are ripping people off. They really are charging 30% and 40%, not Irish Tax Rebates. 10% plus VAT. So just go directly to irishtaxrebates.ie. Elaine is the lady who contacted us about our conversation today, and she said, I've been listening to you guys since the nighttime show, and I never thought I'd be a topic for your show, but my heart is absolutely broken. I live alone with my 17-year-old son. It's just the two of us, always has been. I raised him alone all my life and did the best that I could on my own. A year ago, or just over, he started drinking a lot. When he has a drink on him, he gets aggressive and he bullies me. He's never hit me, thank God, but when he loses his temper, he comes right up to my face screaming at me. On two occasions, he pushed me against the wall because I wouldn't give him money for drink. It's not that ADHD thing or anything like that, because he was checked years ago. He's just a bully with me. He also calls me horrible names that I can't repeat, but last night he called me a lonely old ugly slag. This is a 17-year-old talking to his mother. A lonely old ugly slag. Imagine, she says, your own baby saying that to you. I need advice from you, please, because my sister wants me to show him the door, but I can't let him live on the streets. I also don't want to call the police because I'm too embarrassed. Please help. I'm sitting in my kitchen and dreading him coming home tonight with drink on him. And that's from a lady called Elaine. And Elaine is talking about her 17-year-old son, who she describes as just a bully towards her. Now, I have to say, I absolutely despise, people who have no respect for their parents, whether it's a father or mother or even grandparents.
I'll be honest with you guys, I'm very sensitive about this kind of topic as well, because I'm very close with my mother. And I didn't want to even do this today because I didn't think I'd be able to stay professional while talking about it. Because when I read her email, it was that line. Well, it was a couple of things in it that really got me. The first thing is... he calls me horrible names, which I can't repeat. I don't even want to know what those names are. If she can't repeat them.
No, she's obviously thinking that we were a bit sensitive and we mightn't like to hear what. But I actually would like to hear what he calls her. Because if it's worse than a lonely, old, ugly slag, speaking to your own mother... I would love to know what other things he has said to her. Maybe she'll message us. I know she's listening. Maybe she'll message us and let us know what else he says. Because
you bring your children into the world, and you do your best. And I'm bringing up a kid on your own is not easy.
No, of course not.
Elaine, fair play to you for doing it. I'd never blame you for what this scumbag has turned into, and your son is a scumbag.
Well, no, see, here's part of the problem here. I'm actually surprised that she even reached out to us, because she describes her 17-year-old son as her own baby. He's not a baby. He's an adult now. Well, he's a couple of months away from being an adult. So she has this image in her head of him being a little baby. He's not anymore, sadly. And
like, just picture this again. And by the way, I don't know what
she says. He never hit her, yeah. So yeah. She's excusing his behaviour. Nearly,
Don't go victim blaming.
No. Just listen to me for a second.
That's not what this topic is about.
He's never hit me, but he's pinned me up against the wall. That's even worse.
Yeah, I think it is.
That's even worse.
I'm picturing, and Elaine, I'm sure you don't mind. I saw your profile on Facebook. Elaine is not an old woman. Elaine is what. Early 40s?
She's not even that.
No, she's probably...
She's late in her 30s.
Yeah, late 30s, early 40s, I'd say. And she is literally a prisoner in her own home. And to have your baby, as you call it, the person you brought into the world, and I'm sure at some stage he was a lovely little kid. I mean, you're not born like this. You're not born a scumbag. But to have your own flesh and blood at 17 years of age turn around and say to his mother, "You're a lonely, old, ugly slag." There's only one answer as far as I'm concerned. And I don't care if it's ADD.
And that answer is?
I don't care if it's ADD, ADHD.
Well, it's not, she said.
No, I don't. He doesn't even have it.
He's just a little bollocks.
He's just a bollocks. It shows the door. Let him sleep on O'Connell Bridge tonight for a couple of weeks and freeze his balls off. And then see if he has there's no argument here as far as I'm concerned. This is show the door.
A 17-year-old.
I've been thinking about this all day until we did the topic, and I'm sick to my stomach thinking of how that woman has been treated by her own flesh and blood. And what's the expression? Tough love, isn't it? That's what's needed here. Tough
well,
love.
That's the question that we want to ask you. Should this mother do what her sister has said and throw the young fella out to teach him a short, sharp shock of reality? A nasty lesson that you can't treat your mother in that way. Because as she said, it's only the two of them. It always has been only the two of them. And this wouldn't be the only household where it is a mother raising a son on her own. The fact of the matter is that this guy is treating his mother disgracefully. Let me bring in, of your opinions on this.
And can we have genuine advice? I mean, Keith has just been on there saying military time. That's...
Yeah, but it's not an option.
How is that an option, Keith? Military time. We don't have conscription in the country, okay?
And then another message, which I want to discuss as well, is a message a couple of minutes ago. The young fella is hurting. Ask me shite. The young fella is hurting.
We're about to talk to that caller in a few minutes.
Brilliant. Yeah. Darren has been on to us.
First thing she has to do is get that man help. That's an alcoholic. Obviously, so she has to get him help for alcoholism first before she does anything else.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
So Darren says she has to get help for the young fella. I imagine, and I could be wrong, but I imagine if she says to the young fella, you need help, son, I'm going to get you help, he's going to say, piss off, you old, ugly, lonely slag, or words to that effect. He's not going to say, oh, of course, mammy, let's go for counselling. I need help.
Yeah, how
he's
in
never
going to
say,
God's
he's never
going to
say that.
How in God's name can Elaine, who's terrified of this prick, how in God's name can she drag him along to...
Well, she can't, is the simple answer. The young fella is going to say worse. Again, Elaine, Jeremy said earlier on he doesn't want to know what the young fella has been calling you. I do. I want to put this into context because Elaine seems to think a lonely, old, ugly slag isn't too bad. So I'd like to know what else he has said.
I don't know why we need to know that. I genuinely
Well, I'll
don't.
Tell you why, Jeremy. Because she says in her message that he doesn't hit her. Yeah?
Yeah.
I think abuse like this, verbal abuse, is actually worse. I really do. Send us, Elaine, a message and let us know, please, what exactly he has said. Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Good afternoon, Adrian and Bobblehead. How is he getting on today?
Good, thanks, Jonathan. What do you want to say on this?
It sounds like the young lad is hoarding.
What do you mean by
excuse.
That?
It sounds like misplaced anger, Adrian. I'd like to know what happened between her and the father would be a start. Now, not that's my business, but I'm just saying, if you dig down a little bit into that.
Okay,
but
what she said in the message was, I live alone with my son. It's just the two of us. It always has been. That's exactly what
always
she said.
Always has been.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you must assume that she's reared him since he was a baby on her own.
And I do assume that. That's what I'm assuming. I'm saying that the father, where's the father in the picture here? Because it does sound like misplaced anger if it's only her that he's lashing out on. He's not doing it with anybody else. He's not doing it on the pub. He's not picking fights with anybody else. It just seems to be her. Not, it's not acceptable. My advice to that girl would be...
Do you think that if there was a father on the scene, this wouldn't be happening?
You would like to think so, Jeremy. Wouldn't you? A little bit of discipline. Don't speak to mud like that or I'll smack him upside the blade in the head, buddy.
That's how I feel, but I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to insult anybody.
It's not an insult. It's just you could dig down and that could be where the issue stems
okay,
from.
Okay, but let's deal with... the fact that she's raised the child since he was a baby, we'll assume that there's no father on the scene at all, never has been, and she's reared this kid on her own, and the little bollocks, and I'm sorry for using that sort of language.
Yeah, no, he is a little bollocks, that's what he is.
That's the only words I can think of to describe a 17-year-old who says to his mother, you're nothing but a lonely old ugly slag. I mean, that is...
Oh, absolutely. Adrian, it's disgraceful talking like that to your mother. You should be beating around the head and bleeding neck earlier.
Correct. But there's nobody there to beat him. That's
correct.
What her
sister has said is, just throw him out and teach him a short, sharp shock of reality.
And she's not wrong. What I would do there is when he come home tonight, I go out and buy a calendar today. I put a big circle around the last day at the end of this month and tell him that's how long he has to get his shit together or he's out the door. She'll be changing the locks. He won't be coming back into the house. Give him something to think about for the couple of weeks. Just leave that big red circle on the calendar. Give him something to think about. And if he doesn't want to buck up and he doesn't want to change his attitude, she's right. She'll have to put him out of the house because eventually he is going to start putting hands on her. In a violent way. He's going to start punching her, Adrian, and kicking her is what's going to be next.
I agree. I think even the shoving her up against the wall is just as bad as any.
It is. It's worse.
Yeah.
Because it is worse. But what he's doing there, Adrian, is he's testing the barrier. He's seeing where the line is.
Okay, so this argument that we heard a moment ago, God love him, he needs to be taken for counselling. Now, honestly, Darren sent that message. This young fella is an alcoholic and he needs counselling. How is a mother like this ever going to get a young fella like him to anywhere near a bit of counselling?
She's not. It's that's what I'm saying. She has to give him, he has to think about this for himself now. She can't keep telling him what to do, what might happen. I'm going to threaten you and threaten you and threaten you with this. Big circle on the wall that he can see visibly. He can look at it. It's big, it's bold, and it's standing there. And it's a constant reminder to him. This is how long he has to get his shit together. But she will have to back it up by having his bags at the door on the day.
Yeah, but Jonathan, you look at it. Supposing she does, she takes your advice and she is listening because she's just messaged Amanda back. So she's listening to you directly now. If she puts that circle on the calendar as you're talking about, he arrives home to see evening with drink on him, aggressive. And he sees the calendar and he goes, what's that, ma? Well, that's the date that you have to get your shit together. That's gonna put her in danger. You can't.
Jeremy, she's already in danger in the house that she's in and the situation she's in already.
Well, why doesn't she just change the locks while he's out today?
Because it's
well, she could do that. But like you said, she's not going to throw him out now. Like you said, she's not going to on the tournament. She's looking for advice. My advice is give her a bit of time. Give him the bit of time to see. Let him start. It's visible. He can see.
Okay,
I'm not saying
so she needs to start at least start threatening him with throwing him out. She needs to.
I'm
even
sure
put
she's
that
been
idea
threatening him, Adrian.
Yes, she may.
I'm
have.
Sure she probably has. Threaten her. So what she needs to do, like I said, is that's the date. There's no backing down from it then. She'll have to say on that date, if you don't book it, if you come into this house one more time drunk, wherever it is, your bags will be outside the fucking door. Your locks will be changed. You can do what you want outside there, break all the windows you want. You will not be coming back into this house.
You see, I could do that. You could probably do that, Jonathan, but I don't know if...
Because we're fathers.
Yeah, I don't think many mothers could sleep easy at night knowing that their son is sleeping on O'Connor Bridge.
Is she sleeping easy at night as it is, Jeremy?
No, I'd say she's in...
So it
she's
can't be any worse.
Yeah,
it can't
that's
be any worse.
That's what I'm
worse.
Saying. Look, and she has all the power here. It doesn't feel like that to her, I know, but she's the one that has all the power. She's paying his bills, she's paying his electricity, she's giving him the money for drinking. She has all the power. He's controlling her, and she has all the power. So she needs to take that power now and own it. And just like I said,
okay,
give
so
him
she,
a bit of time.
So she needs to get real with him, she needs to threaten him, she needs to let him know this is serious shit. If you don't get your act together and stop picking on me and abusing me, you're gone, you're out.
Well, the question there, I'll say this item before I have to go. She has to ask herself this one more question. If she's not willing to do it now, how long is it going to be? Is he going to be there for the rest of his days because nobody else will take him in and she's stuck with him then till forever?
All
because
right.
He hasn't learned anything.
Okay, stay there for one second. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. The question is, should this woman throw her 17-year-old out on the street because of the way in which he's abusive towards her? He hasn't hit her, although he has shoved her up against a wall and called his mother only a couple of days ago a lonely, old, ugly slag. That's what that young fella of 17 called his own mother. A lot of people are very concerned that this is just the thin end of the wedge, that it's just going to get worse. She has to get real with him. Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
All right, that's up, sorry.
Good, Ross. What did you want to say on this?
I was literally going to say everything that chap just said right there. She has to get real with him. He took every word out of my mouth. He seems like he's preying on her. He's playing on the fact that she's afraid of him.
And playing on the fact that he probably knows in his heart and soul that she's never going to throw him out.
Yeah, I think deep down she has to get real with him. No more just word threats. She's got to stand by her word. She's got to give him time.
Standing by her word means actually throwing him out.
Yeah, she has to give him a deadline and say, listen, if you don't get your act together, that this is it. I can't deal with it anymore. She can't. She's afraid. She's afraid living in her own house. She's afraid of her son. How horrible is that?
Okay.
It's horrible.
It sounds
like he has some underlying issue here. Like what the other lad said there. Is he resentful at the fact that there's no father around? Is he resentful towards her that there's no father around?
Maybe that is the case. I don't know. But
it has to be tackled. He has to get it out.
There's lots of people who grew up with no father
exactly.
on the scene and they didn't turn out like that or resentful. There's lots of people, lots of kids who are products of broken relationships and broken homes and they don't
call their mother alone.
He could be just a young lad that always wanted that father there and never had the father there. He could have always really, really, really needed a dad there and never had it.
Okay,
and he could be resentful to that.
But that almost sounds like you're making excuses for his behavior.
I'm not making excuses for him. There's no excuses here at all. But he needs counseling. He needs something.
How does this mother who has to put up with a young fella screaming in her face...
Is he always doing it when he's drunk?
She seems to say that, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so sit him down when he comes in when he's not drunk. Have a heart-to-heart with him. And if that doesn't work, then kick him out then if that's what you have to do. But it sounds like there's an issue here underneath him and she has to see that as well. Like, at the end of the day, it is her son. She doesn't want to throw him out. She loves him. If she has to, that's the line that she has to follow and she has to stick by it. But, you know, like if find out what's going on with the young lad. Don't just say, listen, you're a bad little cunt. And this is it. You know, he obviously has some good traits in him. Not making excuses for what he's doing.
So what good traits has he got? I can't think of one.
We don't know.
No, he hasn't.
We don't know the situation. You know, he might not. He might be an absolute, complete, 100% bollocks. We don't know that.
But sorry, Ross, anybody who holds his mother up against the wall and says you're nothing but a lonely old ugly slag is nothing but a little bollocks. I'm sorry.
He is a little bollocks for that. He is. There's no, listen, I'm not making a defence for the young lad.
Well, you kind of are.
Well, what? Because I'm saying that he might have some issues there. I'm not defending what he's done. If you listen to what I'm saying,
inexcusable. Yeah, but why do people always say there might be issues? There might be issues. Sometimes there's no issues. Sometimes he's just.
And if there's not, and if there's no issues, then fine, fuck him out.
But even
we
if
don't
even,
know if there's issues if, there. Has she gone to a counsellor with him? We don't know that.
Even if there is, go to a counsellor. She's afraid of him. How could you go to a counsellor when you live with someone that you're afraid of? If she
her exact words
isn't that what you go to counsellors
okay,
for?
Okay, hang on. Her exact words at the end of her letter, her email was, "I'm sitting in my kitchen and dreading him coming home tonight with drink on him." That was written last night.
Right, I didn't actually hear you saying that.
That was the last line. So she's terrified.
So she's fearful of 100% fearful of him.
Yes.
So what's our only option then? That's change the locks on the door and kick him straight out, not give him a chance.
Well, that's what a lot of people.
That sounds like what it is. What is that now?
All right, do me a favor, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626.
We're just talking to Amanda over at the control, and Elaine. We told you Elaine was listening, and thanks for listening. She's happy that we're talking about. She sent a message, which we'll read out in a couple of minutes. I'm just reading some of the things in it that she has been called by him. You haven't seen this message yet.
No, but I've asked for it. I want to know.
You have it. We're trying to convince Elaine to come on, but obviously we don't want to put her in danger either.
Nor under pressure.
Elaine, we're not putting you under any. The only reason we want you to come on is so that you can answer questions that are coming up in the middle of the conversation. That's the only reason. But, however, and I want to stress this to everybody listening who says, oh, you're trying to put that woman in danger. We are not trying to put this woman in danger. That is the last thing.
Liam has been in touch with us.
Hey, lads. Yeah, look, the unflick could be hurting. Right, there's no denying that he could have his own issues. You know, it's only him and his ma. So, I mean, I'm not saying that there's definitely issues going on there, but it's more than likely that he's had a few issues growing up, you know. I think tough love is needed in this situation. Whether he likes it or not, he needs to be confronted, you know. And with the alcohol, you know, he's only 17 years of age and he's already struggling with alcohol. Like, he needs to get to rehab as soon as possible, because it's only going to get worse from here. You know, he's going to get older, he's going to get fucking angrier with himself, and it's going to be taken out on the mat. And, you know, it's not fair at all. And, you know, as hard as it is to hear, you know, because it's your child, I think the best thing for him is to get him to rehab as soon as possible, like, just get him the help he needs, you know.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Catherine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Catherine?
I'm okay. Did you ever hear the saying, what goes in sober comes out drunk?
Sorry?
What goes in sober comes out drunk.
What does that mean?
Things that you quell down when you're sober, they come out when you're drunk. I was that child, the young lad that you're talking about, the 17-year-old, that was abusive to his mum.
No, we're talking about, the 17-year-old that's abusive to his mum. He is 17 years of age.
I was that 17-year-old.
So you were just like Dean?
Yeah. Okay. I had so much hurt. I was sexually abused right in front of my mother's nose. She never spotted it. So the anger I felt to her, I'm sorry, I'm getting upset now, it was under my mother's and father's nose, and they didn't spot it, and it came out as anger towards my mother. I used to call her terrible names and say, "I wish you were dead." I really rebelled. 15, 16 years of age, I think that boy is hurting. I think maybe
Sorry, Catherine, to go back to you and what you were saying, why do you, as you look back on it, why did you lash out on your mother?
Because she didn't protect me. She didn't protect me.
And do you believe that there's something similar going on here?
I think there's something happened to that young boy, that he's so angry towards his mother. I don't think it's an absent father.
Not necessarily, Catherine. It's terrible what happened to you. But not everybody that is bad in life, and I mean teenagers, not every teenager is bad has had a traumatic experience in their childhood. Now, she is messaging. She sent us a message, which I'll read out for you now, Catherine.
She's scared. Hang on, Jeremy. She's scared of her child. My mother was scared of me. My mother was scared of me.
And were you ever physically abusive to her?
Yeah. I pushed her against the wall. I told her I wish she was dead. I did. Because I couldn't, the shame of being sexually abused and that my mom didn't help me, she didn't spot it. I was abused by my eldest brother and my grandmother told my mother, well, she didn't. She said, oh, you know, he's not as nice as you think he is. You know, this is going back in Chickers, the early 90s. But my mom didn't identify it, and I...
Okay, so let me ask you then, Catherine, I'm saddened to hear what you went through. I'm saddened also to hear what your mother went through at your hand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me ask you, this lady who contacted us, this lady Elaine, who's been called names, and I'm going to read out the message that she sent us in a second. She is terrified of her young fella. You also made your mother terrified.
I did.
How was that situation with you resolved? Did your mother throw you out? Did she threaten you with... how did it get resolved in the end?
She threatened to leave the family. She threatened to leave the family home. I don't know. I think I just told her the truth in the end. I blurted it all out. And she felt guilty. And it was my eldest brother who was sexually abusing me from the age of 9 to 13. And he was 18. And when I told him the truth, when I blurted it out, he died in a motorbike accident 2 weeks later. So there was no, you know...
So you were that bad child towards your mother.
Yeah,
But it ultimately was resolved by you telling your mom the truth of what you'd been through.
But it wasn't resolved. I can understand. I think that I think the original girl that phoned Elaine she's going to. I think her little boy may be hurting. Maybe somebody hurt him.
You see, to me, Elaine, that almost sounds like making excuses for his extraordinarily bad behaviour towards his mother.
No, not at all. He may be hurting. Maybe she needs to get to talk to him. Maybe sit him down. Maybe find out who's around him in his life. If somebody hurt him. And his mum didn't spot it.
But again, what I'm hearing, Catherine, is you, and I understand what you're saying, that this mother needs to look at what might be the underlying cause of his poor behaviour. What if there is no underlying cause and the young fella is just an evil little bollocks? Excuse my language.
No, don't call him names. He's hurt.
Catherine, he is. Catherine, stop making excuses for him. Not everybody. Catherine, I'm sorry. I've another. Okay, Catherine, do me a favor because Adrian's getting quite upset listening to this as well. Stay there for a second. Adrian, you gather your thoughts. I want to read out the message from Elaine in 2 seconds, the message that you asked for, Adrian. Don't go away.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You okay, Adrian, to continue?
Yeah, no, I'm grand. I'm upset by what this lady Elaine has written to us again about what this young fella has said to her.
So just to put it in context.
And Catherine,
yeah.
A couple of minutes ago, almost making excuses for his behavior.
What she's saying is maybe
he's hurting.
Maybe he had a traumatic experience like Catherine had, which was horrific what Catherine went through. But not everybody who's like, I mean, if you look at the video, we saw a video there the other day of a group of young fellas in Crumlin attacking a delivery driver. They weren't all sexually abused as kids. They're little fucks. That's all they are. But we asked...
We
asked Elaine that she wanted to come on, but we were conscious of the fact that Elaine is actually her real name, by the way, Adrian, that we didn't want to identify her and make things matter for her. So she sent this message. Adrian asked what the other names were that she was called by and... here's what she says. Sorry, I shouldn't have read out his name there. I apologise for that. We'll be able to...
It'll be beeped.
Okay. Thanks so much for your support, guys. This is from Elaine. I'm bawling listening to this. I didn't mention the names he calls me because I was embarrassed to say that this came from my own baby. She's calling him baby again. He's not a baby, Elaine. He's 17. He has called me a fat C-U-N-T.
Say it.
No, I want you.
The reason I want you to say it is I want anybody who's listening to us right now who has a child to imagine being called this by your own child.
Okay, all right. He called me a fat cunt. He called me a prostitute. He told me that no man wants to be with me, not even my own dad. And yes, my son's dad walked out when he was 2 years old. Now, maybe there is anger. I'm really sorry for what you're being put through, Elaine. Maybe there is anger there because daddy walked out when he was a little kid. But that does not justify what's going on.
And again, Catherine, I'm going to come back to you on this. It is not, and I don't care what hurting this young fella is going through, there is no excuse for a 17-year-old almost man to call his mother a prostitute, a fat see you next Tuesday, and all of the other things that he said, calling her a lonely old ugly slag and all of that. I'm sorry, Catherine, regardless of whatever trauma he's gone through in his life, doesn't warrant that.
No, it does. That's the way he's expressing his hurt. Maybe there was a man in his life. Maybe his mum had boyfriends. Maybe one of them hurt him. You know, maybe his mum didn't protect him. Maybe I'm not putting any shade on Elaine whatsoever. But maybe she had male friends. And maybe one of them may have hurt him in some way, and his mum didn't protect him, that he would lash out like that. I don't agree with the language, but maybe he was hurt by someone along the way, and his mum didn't protect him. That would make him lash out and call her terrible names.
Well, Catherine, supposing for argument's sake, and Elaine, if you want to tell us if anything traumatic happened to your son back in his childhood, feel free to do so.
But let's
take all that out of the equation, and nothing has happened to him, okay? And you can have quite a normal upbringing, by the way, in a one-parent family. There's plenty of people. Supposing he had a completely normal, albeit without a father, a completely normal, loving upbringing from Elaine. And I would imagine that Elaine's upbringing for him was loving because she still calls him her baby at 17 years of age.
Yeah, so they're always your baby.
He's just a bad egg. That's all it is. He's a bad egg. There's bad eggs, Catherine.
Catherine, you fundamentally believe that the reason for this, that there's a deeper, darker reason that he has this anger.
Adrian, can I speak? People don't become bad eggs. Bad eggs are created through hurt and no protection and not being supported.
Okay, stay with me.
Nobody's born a bad egg.
No, I agree with you. Nobody is born a bad egg. However, I believe that some people are just evil, nasty people without any trauma in their life. No?
Adrian, like I said, what goes in sober comes out drunk. His hurt is coming out when he's drunk.
Okay, stay there for a moment. Okay, stay there for a moment. This mother, Elaine, needs to look into what has happened, what trauma has happened to this young fella to make him lash out at her in that way. Okay, stay there for a moment. I find it
very difficult to carry on with this conversation because Elaine is listening.
Right,
here.
I'm aware of that.
And,
yeah.
And pretty much what we're saying.
Catherine is saying is this young fella's hurting. She needs to cuddle him and find out what went wrong.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Adrian, can I speak?
You can.
I'm not saying cuddle him and ask him what's wrong. You're just making it all very frivolous.
Catherine, she's living in fear. She's living in absolute fear.
My mother lived in fear of me. And I turned out just fine. My mother, when she got to the crux of the problem, I turned out just fine. She's living in fear of him right now because he's not telling his story. She doesn't know where it's coming from. It could come from anything. Maybe he was attacked. Maybe he was raped. Maybe anything. Maybe he was just bullied. No, in fairness now, you're making it all very fluffy. Oh, she's living in fear. Oh, this, that, and the other.
Sorry, Catherine, there is nothing fluffy in a mother saying to us in her message, I am sitting in my kitchen and dreading him coming home tonight with drink on him.
Yeah, and Adrian, my mother lived in fear sitting in her kitchen of me coming home with my anger. My mother went, Lord have mercy on her, she was terrified of me. I was so angry and I took it out in her. I didn't know where to direct my anger.
And again, Catherine, I'm very conscious of the fact that that was you, okay? That was you.
Yeah.
That was your anger. That was how it manifested itself against your mother. But you're automatically assuming that this young fella went through similar trauma and that's why he's lashing out. And that's not necessarily true.
I am not automatically assuming that. I am just saying maybe Elaine's little boy had something happen.
Okay, maybe. Didn't. That's the thing.
Oh, Adrian, that's very dismissive now of you.
Because I do believe, Catherine, that there are some people who are just nasty, who are just bad eggs, as Jeremy said, hidden trauma. They just have a screw loose and they are bad people. I believe that.
And you know this boy personally, do you?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Catherine, if you look at all the juvenile crime in Dublin City that's been happening over the last few years, if you look at all the joyriders joyriding cars out in Cherry Orchard, ramming Gardaí off the road, if you look at all that big gang of young fellas you look at all them, not every one of them has had trauma in their life.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying, Jeremy. What I'm saying is in this particular instance, for a young boy that was reared by his mother singularly, by his mum, for him to turn on her like that, there is something he needs to get off his chest. He's hurting.
Yeah, and he needs to hurt on O'Connell Bridge, sleeping in a.
Jeremy, no, that's just nasty. No,
it is.
No.
You can't.
Well, okay. No. Catherine, do me a favor. Hang on there for one second because I want to bring in more on this. As Jessica is a little bit angry over this.
Any son or daughter who hits their own mother, I'm sorry, you're nothing but a piece of shit. You're a fucking scumbag. You do not hit your fucking mother. They brought you into this world and you have the cheek to raise your hand at them. I don't care what your reasoning is or what your emotions are like, you do not hit your fucking mother. Seriously. You've no respect for them if that's the case.
Katie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Katie?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, lad?
Not a bother, thanks. Katie listens to us in Australia. Now,
I do, yes.
What did you want to say on this, Katie?
Just in response to Catherine there that you had on, I don't want to make it about Catherine's issue because this is about Elaine's issue. But Catherine did say that her mother, as much as she was abusive to her mother, it took her mother to turn around and say, I'm leaving, for Catherine to let her know what was happening. So it took a catalyst of something drastic to happen for any of this stuff to come out. So my point in this is Elaine needs to do something drastic on a similar level, because this boy, almost man, he's 17. He's pinned her up against the wall. They're living in a house together. He's not her husband. He's not her partner, but they're in a domestic situation. That's a domestic violence situation. He hasn't hit her nose, but he's not far off it if he's doing that. And she needs to engage the cops. To maybe something did happen to him. I don't know. I can't make assumptions. But either way, the behavior is not acceptable. And the cops coming around and having a chat with him, that might be something that would spring him into sorting himself out. Maybe if she has a brother who could pull him aside and have a chat to him, or kick him out of the house, because she did say that he comes in demanding money for drink. So, you know, she's obviously feeding the habit. He's getting the money from her as much as she's a, you know,
That's actually a good question, where he actually gets the money for the drink. He could have a part-time job. I don't know. She didn't actually say.
Yeah, we don't know. But if he's asking her for the money.
I know Catherine is very cross with me on the other line for not accepting that he has to have some trauma in his life, and that's why he's behaving in this way. I don't believe that every child that acts out in this way has trauma in their life. I really don't.
Absolutely, absolutely not. Look, I grew up in a home where there was domestic violence, alcoholism. I'm one of three. I witnessed all sorts of things. And like myself, my sister, or my brother, none of us are violent people. None of us are aggressive people. We didn't turn out like that because, if anything, when we saw that trauma, we know how much it hurts people. And we went the other way. Not in a situation in my house where, you know, yelling at people is not a way to communicate, and it's just not acceptable. Never mind putting your hands on anybody in any kind of way.
Absolutely,
absolutely,
I agree.
Not.
But again, Catherine saying that this young fella has had trauma and she needs to get him help, basically. I mean, there could be some truth to that. That could be the case.
There could be, but I mean, she didn't get help until her mother pulled out the card of saying that she was going to leave the family home before Catherine turned around and said, hey, Mom, I'm hurting about this thing. So
no, hang on.
Yeah?
This is Catherine here.
Come on.
Yeah? We got to the point where my mother was leaving. I didn't care if she left. It was when my brother was in a motorbike accident and he was in a life support machine. I told him the truth.
Right. Okay. But that, again, like what Adrian said, that's your situation and your experience of it. And I get that.
Yeah.
What you're hearing is triggering, but not everybody is in that similar situation. But
yeah,
for a young guy,
but Catherine, when I said there's every possibility that this young fella is nothing but a little bollocks, you said, don't say that. Don't call him names.
Don't call him a little bollocks. He could be suffering.
Could be.
If he's out on the piss and he's out with his friends, is he going to pin one of his friends up against the wall and be aggressive to them? They'd lay him out. So, you know, he wouldn't do that to his friends. So what gives him the right to do it to his mother?
That's exactly the point. Catherine, you keep dragging this conversation back to what happened in your life. And whilst what happened in your life was traumatic and explains your behavior towards your mother, it doesn't necessarily translate onto this 17-year-old young fella and his behavior towards his mother.
His story sounds very similar, Adrian.
But the similarity is that you both abused your mothers.
Yeah, but we don't know the why.
Yeah, you're right. And the similarity is that maybe our mothers both
sorry, I can't say the name, can I? Maybe his mum didn't protect him. My mum
What you're doing now,
can I just say,
Catherine,
that?
Is you're now victim blaming. You're now blaming this mother who is suffering at the hands of her own child, and you're now literally turning it on her and saying this could be your fault.
Absolutely not.
That's what you just did.
But that's the way it's coming across.
No.
Sorry for going across you all. Legally, we can't even make that assumption. There is no assumption. In fact, Elaine has been back on. She says, "I'm sorry for interrupting your show," which don't be, Elaine. This is about you.
This is your show, Elaine.
But I have to say this: he had a normal, loving upbringing. I worked two jobs to give him the best of everything. A holiday every year. Loved him and devoted my life to him. I never even raised my voice to him or hit him. It's the drink, it changes him. I'm so glad for all the advice. Can you please take that back, Catherine? There was no question or even hint that there was any abuse
or trauma or anything.
Or that Elaine did not act on anything. No question of that whatsoever. I need to clear that up, Adrian.
Yes, go on.
So, Elaine, I do take that back. I was just thinking maybe it was that. I don't know this lady, Elaine. And I'm sure she did her very, very best. And you don't deserve the abuse. My mom didn't deserve the abuse. I take it back. If you're unaware of any trauma that your son may have suffered, I take it back.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much indeed, Catherine. Again, as I said earlier on, I'm really sorry to hear what you personally went through. I'm glad that it got resolved, and I hope in Elaine's case that her trauma and what she's going through at the hands of her son gets resolved. But in answer to the question, and I'm going to leave you with the final word on this, Catherine, Elaine contacted us because her sister wants her to show the child the door, throw him out on the streets because of his poor behaviour.
I don't think she should.
Okay. All right. I left the final word with you. Thanks very much indeed, Catherine. She shouldn't throw him out.
And thanks, Catherine, for being so brave.
Absolutely. And sharing your story. Thanks very much.
We've spoken to Catherine a few times. You just never know what people are carrying with them.
Absolutely. And that's, I know that's her argument for...
Can I just say as well to Elaine, the original, the woman who this topic is about. Elaine, Catherine's advice was to not kick him out and stay there. I can't stand over that advice, and I'll tell you why. And I'm not prepared to stand over that advice. Because if you take Catherine's advice, which is well-meaning advice, I'm sure, but if you take Catherine's advice to not kick him out and stay living with him, and God forbid something happens this weekend or next weekend or whatever, I can't be party to that.
No, of course.
So my advice is kick him to the curb, because the only person that's important in this story is you, Elaine, and keeping you safe.
Man, no, a 17-year-old young fella is important as well.
Yeah, I know, but it's keeping
Elaine. You can't just say, I'll throw him to the wolves, that'll solve the problem. Because it won't. Elaine's not going to sleep at night thinking of her young fella out on the streets, regardless of what he did.
But I can't, in my right mind, and it'd be unprofessional in both our opinions, to say to Catherine, keep someone there who you're afraid of in the house, or say to Elaine, keep someone in the house that you're afraid of. Would you not agree?
No, I agree.
Thank you.
Neil, finally.
Imagine, lads, I know of somebody that actually beat his dad up. He beat his dad up for cocaine money. Now, what you're talking about there, it's an addiction. It's an addiction. If you have an addiction, you will do what you want. You'll do what you have to get the money for that addiction. He has to go and get help, and he has to leave that house until the help is completely finished, until he's passed his rehab and he's fully compliant with everything before he goes back to that house, because he will hit her. Cheers, lads.
All right, Neil, thanks very much indeed for your message. And that goes back to what Jeremy said a moment ago. She needs to get him out of there for her own safety and security. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you haven't already yet joined us on our WhatsApp channel, Jeremy, what do we do? How do we join the WhatsApp channel?
You can send us a WhatsApp right now to 085-825-2626. That's 085. Well, you know the WhatsApp number. You WhatsApp us all the time. Simply send us a message that says, add me. Add me, and we will send you back the link. You'll be in our WhatsApp channel. That way, you'll always get links when the podcast goes live. You'll always get links when the show goes live. So you've no worries about ever missing an episode of the podcast or missing the live show. So simply WhatsApp us. Add me to 085-825-2626.
Thank you for listening, and thank you very much indeed to our show sponsors, and they are IrishTaxRebates.ie.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit IrishTaxRebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.